Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer for free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sunbleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
San Luis Obispo County Independent Redistricting Commission signed into law. County Superintendent speaks on recent threats to schools. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today, highs in the low 90s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. SB 977 has been signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom this past weekend, which solidifies the creation of an independent redistricting commission in San Luis Obispo County. The commission will be responsible for establishing these supervisor districts in the county every 10 years, which has historically been left to the County Board of Supervisors. The commission will consist of 11 members of the public who are not elected officials, lobbyists, candidates, campaign donors, or their close family members. They will host several public meetings prior to drafting a new districting map and three more after a map is drawn. The bill goes into effect January 2025. San Luis Obispo County Superintendent of Schools, James Brescia, has released a safety update for the county's schools. The statement says the county and many other schools across the country have seen a recent increase in violent threats. Brescia's release says the county superintendents recently held a meeting review of safety protocols and would like to restate the importance of reporting, not reposting. The release says any threatening content seen online should be reported to law enforcement and avoid reposting. This can oftentimes exaggerate the threat and distract officials from addressing the issue. All San Luis Obispo County schools, local law enforcement, and local agencies are working to ensure the safety and well-being of the county's students, staff, and community. community preparedness at this week's Coffee with the City Manager event. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products. And special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank. And we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we say value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The next Coffee with the City Manager event for Paso Robles will be this Friday, September 27th. Coffee with the City Manager takes place at 7:30 a.m. at Patina, California Coast Beer Company, 1346 Railroad Street. In honor of National Preparedness Month, City Manager Ty Lewis will be joined by Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services staff. Residents will be given updates and information about disaster preparedness, the Pulse Point app that allows CPR-trained residents to respond to local cardiac emergencies, recent activities of the Community Emergency Response Team, and more. The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce has announced they'll be featuring the Women of Influence North County Marketplace at its upcoming luncheon on October 3rd. This debuting addition to the event will feature booths and products and services by local women-owned businesses in the North County prior to the luncheon. The marketplace will open at 10:30 a.m., about an hour prior to the luncheon start, giving attendees the time to shop and network. The Women of Influence North County Luncheon will take place on October 3rd at Spring Hill Suites by Marriott in Atascadero. To purchase tickets, you can go to atascaderochamber.org. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tonight. On the board's information items is an introduction to proposed changes to Board Policy 1113 relating to the district and its websites. A part of these changes would add language to board policy that allows for pictures and videos of students to be included in a broadcast or live stream at school events and activities open to the public. Staff plans to potentially broadcast Paso Robles High School athletic events on National Federation of State High School Sports. A contract with NFHS will be brought back to the board as a later action item. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is this morning at 9. On the board's business agenda is a presentation for the county's agricultural statistics in 2023. According to the agenda, the county has once again achieved another record for its crop values in 2023, edging right past $1.1 billion for the first time. Wine grapes and strawberries continue to account for more than half of the county's overall crop value. Also on the agenda is an item set for hearing, authorizing an advertisement for a future hearing that indicates a general plan and land use amendment. Scheduled for October 8th, the hearing will consider changing the designation for one parcel in Templeton, west of Highway 101 and Theater Drive, from a residential rural to a residential suburban parcel. The county is approving a notice for this hearing and will not be deciding whether to approve or deny the amendment. You can attend this morning's meeting in person or watch online. The County of San Luis Obispo's public libraries announced they'll be hosting a free costume exchange for Halloween. From October 5th to the 26th, kids and teens will be able to choose from gently used costume and accessories at the libraries in Arroyo Grande, San Luis Obispo, Oceano, Napomo, Atascadero, Cambria, Chandon, and San Miguel. Any interested donors may also bring in secondhand costumes in good condition to any of the county libraries to help in this event. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Giants beat the Diamondbacks 6-3, the Mariners over the Astros 6-1, the Phillies beat the Cubs 6-2, and the Red Sox over the Blue Jays 4-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Padres, the Giants will go against the Diamondbacks, the Athletics will face the Rangers, the Angels will go against the White Sox, and the Yankees will face the Orioles. In the NFL, Monday Night Football, the Bills beat the Jaguars 47-10, and the Commanders inch past the Bengals 38-33. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. The state is suing Exxon over what Attorney General Rob Bontas says is a deceptive marketing message about plastics.
We filed a lawsuit with six causes of action against Exxon Mobil for conducting a decades-long campaign of deception.
Action accusing Exxon of convincing the public that recycling plastic is safe for the environment while increasing its production of polymers that go into single-use plastics. Investigation continuing into a shooting at a VTA bus yard in San Jose and left an employee dead, another accused of murder. 45-year-old Regis Teotico, the victim, the suspect, another driver, 33-year-old Doug Bowie.
Although this investigation is still ongoing, we believe the motive had to do with money owed between the two from their betting activities, which had nothing to do with their employment.
Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office Captain Shuggy Jaimez, the Sheriff's Office increasing security across VTA locations. Gas prices in the state, $4.73 a gallon, down 5 cents from last week, 14 higher than last month. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. A federal judge is throwing out a lawsuit ex-Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva filed against the county. A suit filed in June was regarding the do not rehire notation put in Villanueva's personnel file. The notation coming after an oversight panel said Villanueva discriminated against and harassed two LA County employees. Villanueva in turn accused LA County of defaming him and violating his due process rights. He says he was secretly investigated without being given a chance to respond to the allegations. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
Kelly Henson Electric in Paso Robles has been serving the county since 2002. Whether you need a panel upgrade, car charger installation, a generator install, or help with design plans and permitting, Kelly Henson is your expert electric company. They don't mind emergency work, and no job is too small. You can see their work at the PAC in Templeton, Twin Cities Hospital in La Venture, and Niner Wineries. Call Kelly Henson Electric, 805-536-1669.
Big wheel keep on turning, proud Terry keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling in some riches. Spin the wheel and you could win $1.5 million in cash every Friday and Saturday in September and October. Every hour, four winners will be drawn to spin big in my $1.5 million wheel of riches. The big wheels keep on turning. Tachi Palace Casino Resort.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. In a virtual hearing held by the California Department of Food and Agriculture last week, dairy farmers were asked to consider a proposal to modify certain aspects of the State Quota Implementation Plan, or QIP. The controversial program has divided the industry for years, with some saying it creates frictions between the haves and have-nots, or dairy farmers who own quota and those who don't. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with a few passing clouds, lows right around 53, west-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid to low 80s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is clear and sunny skies the rest of this week into next. Low 90s on Thursday, mid 90s on Friday, mid 80s this weekend into Monday, then about 87 a week from today. Currently it is 53 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Tyndall Tile in Atascadero carries a wide variety of porcelain and ceramic tile with stock in over 80 colors of grout. They stock the industry's top performing building products, including Mape, Custom, Dynacrete, Schluter Systems, Colorfast Caulking, Backerboard, Tools, and more. Tyndall Tile in Atascadero on El Camino Real, across from the Sunken Gardens, directly behind Marv's gas station. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30. TyndallTile.com.
Hi, Jean. This is Anne. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved we found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's another sign that shoppers are holding back on buying things they don't really need. Levi Strauss CEO Michelle Gass says the company is pushing back its financial goals. She says there's been a lot of disruption in the industry. Levi says many of its customers are in a better place than earlier this year, but lower income shoppers are still feeling the pinch. Auto parts giant AutoZone's business improved in the recent quarter. Sales were up, though Wall Street was hoping for even stronger numbers. A Johnson & Johnson subsidiary, Red River Talc, has filed for bankruptcy protection for the third time. It's part of the plan to resolve many thousands of lawsuits claiming its baby powder and other talc products caused cancer. J&J maintains the products do not cause cancer and don't contain asbestos. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Central banks are buying gold at record amounts, and the trend is accelerating in 2024. They see the writing on the wall. The dollar is failing. Is gold the answer for you, too? To find out, get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust, right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Driven to be the best.
The veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
Ted Miles Motors, Atascadero.
The Creston Community Church will be hosting its second annual Fall Women's Ministry Conference October 18th and 19th. Deanna Ramsey, who has spoken at Hume Lake, is going to take the ladies on a journey of being rooted in faith and grace. She will show how God loves us and has plans for us. Dinner on Friday, breakfast and lunch Saturday. The Creston Community Church is on O'Donovan Road. For more information, contact Becky Nunez at beckynunez0123@gmail.com or go to crestonchurch.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. By now, you know we're the experts in all things glass, including auto glass. From your daily driver to RV, fleet, or tractor, we offer mobile or walk-in service, and if your crack or chip is less than the size of a quarter, we can repair it in 30 minutes or less. Plus, we have the latest windshield calibration technology for your high-tech ride. Find out why your neighbors voted us the best auto glass and tint shop. Contact A1 Glass today. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort, the perfect Central Valley staycation in Lemoore. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Join us.
Oh, over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more can I do? Over and over, my friend says I'm a fool. But over, over and over, I'll be a fool for you. Cause you
Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters with Barry. First up, he'll have Susan Shelley. She is vice president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, talking about the history and importance of Proposition 13, why it's important to stop Prop 5, and the also the latest effort to gut Prop 13, and, of course, more. And then in the second part, it'll be Jenny Grinninger, trustee, Templeton Unified School District, why and how cell phone regulations in the public schools are good for the kids, educational proficiency in our school, and some other things as well. So that's all happening this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL. Well, you heard Chris on the story on the redistricting, the bill signed by your governor for independent redistricting, and the supporters of the bill say it will help protect local democracy. Now, the one thing that I don't see in this Senate Bill 977, and Independent Redistricting Commission for San Luis Obispo County, and I don't see anything in here on where it says that the 11 people who must be county residents who are not elected officials, lobbyists, candidates, campaign donors, or their close family members. Who's going to pick the 11? Does anybody know who will pick the 11 on this? Because that would be nice to know. Nice to know. Okay, also, I got an email, and this has to do with something that took place yesterday on the Morning Exchange. This came in after the show was over or before we could the person could call or whatever. And it's titled WIX Program. Kevin, earlier today you had a caller that says him and his wife use the WIX program and that they might as well because it's free and everyone else does it. This is exactly what's wrong with the state slash country. It's not free. We all pay for it. And as the government allows more people to qualify for these types of programs, the programs grow, and that means more tax money. This is just selfish and needs to stop. Well, you know, we've heard that in local governments when they qualify or not qualify, when they apply for, I don't know if they're not loans. I forget the word I'm looking for here. Been doing that lately. Too many birthdays, I guess. Well, we might as well because another city will get grants to build a another bicycle. Well, we might as well get the money. We can't afford the upkeep, but we might as well get it because somebody else is going to get it. That has been pretty constant for a long, long time. So you could say, in effect, that, well, who's setting the example? Well, your local government. They're doing that because their constant need for money. And when they get these grants and they build things that they couldn't normally afford to build, most of them tend to be, I'll say, luxury, then the onus is on the city, meaning the taxpayers, to take care of it. Well, if you couldn't afford something in to begin with, but you're going to get some grant money because it's there and somebody else is going to get it, but you can't afford the upkeep, how intelligent is that? probably not too intelligent. But that is part of government. So just a couple of things right there to start things off. And also, this is Karen has covered this and some very interesting guests on about this, the wind energy. And now this has gone, well, it was national, but it's a little closer to home because what's proposed over off the coast here in the Central Coast, that the House lawmakers, they're looking for a pause in offshore wind energy projects amid a string of whale deaths along the coast, on the East Coast. And there has been a whale that has washed up here on the Central Coast. I don't know how often that happens. You know, Mother Nature, you don't know. But, you know, one of the things is the local fishermen, who probably know the ocean pretty darn well, they say that because of these sonar mappings off the coast and so forth, that the catch numbers are down 67 to 70%. That's quite a bit. So maybe some of our so-called elected leaders who become experts on every single subject that's thrown their way might want to listen to some people who may not have college degrees or anything like that, but they're damn smart because they've experienced and they know what they're doing out there in the ocean. Again, just a thought, but we'll see what the House does regarding this. Remember, there's a lot of money involved in this, particularly here in the off the Central Coast. And the folks in Morro Bay and a couple of other areas are trying to fight back with different lawsuits and so forth. So that's just a couple of things. It just never ends. And also, for those of you, there is, many of you know the term lemon law. And there is some, well, maybe some complaining. I don't know if that's the correct word. But it's a bill that's awaiting Governor Newsom's signature. They make it harder for consumers to get refunds for defective cars under the state's lemon law. The legislature passed a complicated bill, which auto manufacturers and attorneys drafted, and they did this in secret. And the question is, did lawmakers even have time to read it? Well, we know the chances of that, because for the past 54 years, Californians have relied on the state's lemon law to fight back against car makers that sell them defective vehicles. Now, what's interesting about this, or maybe sickening, now, Newsom hasn't signed or vetoed. It's called Assembly Bill 1755. And this has been done behind closed doors, and not even the public was aware of it. So I don't know how this can come to fruition, but we will see. And part of the reason for this is that there's been a massive uptick in lemon laws clogging the state's court system, and so they're trying to eliminate that. Now, this measure started out as dealing with child support. Okay? So now it's into the lemon law. And as the bill was initially stripped through the secretive gut and amend process, its language was replaced with 4,200 words that seek to reform how lemon laws are resolved. The bill is so complicated, its legislative analysts, which lawmakers should read to fully understand the measure, was more than 10,000 words. How many of you think our elected officials have read either the 4,200 or the 10,000? Probably not many. So as they talk about transparency, everybody running for office or in office talks about transparency. Here's more of the BS that's thrown at Californians consistently. So you have those type of things going on. Just absolutely pathetic and amazing. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you, Kevin. Good morning. Good morning, Chris. A couple things happening at the board today. One, they want to add bike paths to roads so they can use the road money for bike paths.
Well, what roads are they interested in specifically?
Well, no, they just add it in that category. You know, roads don't matter because we need the money for the homeless, but now that they're going to add bike paths to the roads, you watch, they'll use the road money to make more bike paths because they're making it a transportation thing.
Okay, that's they're playing with words, and I think this came up a couple of weeks ago too, didn't it?
Well, that's when they were trying to get that guy's property down there in San Luis to put the Bob Jones Trail on part of his property instead of going down alongside the road where they had a path where there was no obstacles.
Right.
One of the other things is, they just completed a temporary repair south of Tascadero, 800 feet of Nacimiento pipe, and that's a temporary repair. They're working on what they're going to do for the final repair. Well, then when they turned the water back on, they had a new leak in a section of pipe that goes under a river over in the Santa Margarita Ranch area. They thought that was going to cost $60,000. Well, they found out they had 200 feet of bad pipe, so now it's going to be $700,000.
Greg, who in the county would be the one to say, come back to the office and say, okay, it's only going to cost $60,000. Is that an outside source that is hired, or is that somebody from the county that would make that decision incorrectly, by the way?
Well, they found out, they dug it up where they thought the problem was. Then they had to cut through this liner, and they put a camera in, and they found out, oh, gee, this is really bad. This is a lot worse than what we thought. The pipe was corroding. So who bought the pipe that would corrode in the soil and didn't put, I'll just say, a type of plastic pipe that wouldn't corrode in the soil under this river in a casing, and now you got to repair the whole thing? It's 20 foot deep under this deal. So, they're always guessing on these repair things until they actually do a little bit of an investigation to find out, what the actual problem is. But what has this thing been going for 10 years? Every year there's at least one repair, and they're always temporary repairs.
Well,
I don't want these guys in charge of building anything.
It seems like there's a lot of scotch tape on a lot of pipes around the county.
Yeah, so you think about all this infrastructure they put in has to be maintained. If it's not being maintained, then there's going to be a problem. But how can you have this many repairs on one piece of pipe that's 45 miles long that costs $200 million? I don't know what the cost is up to with all these different repairs. I was like, let it leak. It's recharging the basin since they don't use anything. We're at the 10-year anniversary for the Sustainability Groundwater Management Act, and the people that, wanted to be in charge were the same people that we voted that we didn't want to be in charge. Not one project has been completed to work on the basin, only hiring the consultant friends of these other guys to study stuff, restudy. Maybe looking at state water, restudy, looking at this program. They're coming up. There's a meeting tomorrow afternoon for the groundwater sustainability agencies in Paso. They are going back to, they want to come up with a fee for what's called the de minimis users, the guys that don't use hardly anything. And all their little terminology, they paid $300,000 or $400,000 for somebody to do a rate study.
Greg, I want to back up here. So they want to charge those users who use minimal more money.
They're not really part of the problem. They're not supposed to be charging them anything, but they don't think it's fair.
But
if they don't pay a little bit.
Give us an example who would be in that category.
Anybody that lives in the unincorporated area that is on a property that uses 2 acre feet or less. And in our county, they consider 5 acre feet de minimis. But so 2 acre feet, most houses use a half an acre foot.
Well, Greg, I don't think most of us know what an acre or what could we just estimate in gallons per year?
Okay, so an acre foot of water is 12 inches of water on 1 acre, which is 326,000 gallons of water. So there's no way a house uses that much. They barely use half of that. So let's just say 150,000 gallons of water a year would be sort of normal for a normal household and your little bit of yard.
Okay, so I'll I'll use myself as an example. There's just two of us on our property, and I have a lawn. That's it. I don't do anything else with it other than normal living. So, I mean, we're not in the county, but again, just using this as an example. So we would be, in a sense, penalized because we don't use more water than we do.
Well, even if you used more, they would try to... Their whole fee schedule is based on a bunch of BS. They got this thing... And then go back to what you just said. Okay, so you and Linda would have to use 1,800 and something gallons a day.
Okay.
For the whole year.
So, again, I want to go back to when I say penalize, that I would be charged whatever they may come up with. And because we use minimal, a lot less than minimal, meanwhile, my neighbor has vineyards.
Right.
But
they
don't
want to put meters on the vineyards. Somebody asked that question the other day.
Okay.
They want to use the program that's called ET, evapotranspiration. So what they're measuring is the evaporation off of the plants and the soil and claiming that that shows how much water they were applying. That doesn't show how much water they pumped from the ground. That shows what was applied to the agriculture. So it's only part of the equation. And they want somebody else to pay for the governance structure. So they want to come up with a whole new group that would be in charge. So you have to pay a general manager. You have to pay staff. You have to do all this stuff. And they want to use all this money to pay all these other people. And then they'll tell you, well, they don't have any money for a program to do anything, when all they have to do is stormwater capture programs and tell these guys, you know, there's over 60,000 acres of too many wine grapes in California right now. That's a known fact. So why are they planting more, and why aren't they reducing their use? We've been in this thing now for 10 years, and all they've done is kick the can down the road and act like they're doing projects so that they can tell the state, well, see what we're working on? And
well,
they haven't done anything.
Again, I don't mean to be repetitive, but I'm scratching my head is, what can possibly be the justification of telling somebody who doesn't use more water than whoever the entities think I should be using? And so your solution is to penalize me. And again, while my neighbors around me have these, you know, these, I call them yuppie vineyards is what I call them. You know, the 1 acre stuff.
Right.
Yeah. They're yuppie vineyards because it's cute. And I'm from LA and I drive a Range Rover and all that kind of crap. So they want to penalize me. They can go straight to double hockey sticks.
Exactly. The state constitution already gives you the beneficial right. They're trying to, again, scare people. This is why we voted before, which they're just trying to do an end run around it. And it's a bunch of ridiculous. They have over 60 agricultural ponds with no cover, so that water evaporates. So they're consistently filling those. Mm-hmm. They all irrigate at the same time from June to October. They're not doing one program. It's just like studying this blended water garbage. At the same time, they're always talking about supplemental water, yet they let almost 10,000 acre feet of Nacho Mano water go to Monterey every year unchecked because they have no way to carry it over for the next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Greg. Also, I want to go back. I want to go back on something here on these leaks that we've had in this pipeline over the course of, I'm not going to say from day one, but not too soon after it was completed. Here's a couple of questions. Is government that inept in the people that they hire or the kind of contracts that they should be responsible? Now, I realize it's water and it's, you know, somewhat underground and it's probably a different animal. But I can't help but wonder if this is just another way to generate more money for friends that come in and fix these problems that really they shouldn't be popping up this often. And is it that government is just that inept?
Yeah, I mean, you have a few things that are going to, you're going to have the engineering and the design. So was there something wrong with that? And you're going to have the materials. Did they buy substandard materials?
Right, to cut costs.
And then you're going to have the installation of those materials. Why are these materials failing?
Well, that we've known that once in a while that contractors, they may give you the bid, and then they use substandard products.
Right. So we have all these people in charge of inspecting stuff and doing things and checking. How did they not know that they didn't do any soil testing to see what they're laying in the ground might have a reaction to the ground? And that they might need to use some different product over there where this new repair is?
Well, again, it opens the mind to, okay, what's really going on here? And again, since we're going around, not in circles, but we're just going all over the place, I look at the planning department. Okay, you go in and submit your plans, they get approved, you come out, then they have to come out for final approval, and then they say, well, no, now you need to do this. Well, now you have to resubmit, so you have to pay somebody else, you know, the architect or whoever it is, again and again. So, you know, what in the double hockey sticks is going on? Because this seems to be more and more of a common occurrence. So then my suspicious mind says there has to be something going on here, whether it's Ponzi scheme stuff or something's going on. It just doesn't smell. Or I'll go back to my original comment. Are the people that we have in these positions of responsibility that inept?
Well, yeah, you got the same people on this particular water stuff up here in the Paso Basin. We have the same entities that have been trying to manage it or claim that they've been trying to manage it for 20 years and haven't succeeded at anything. And it's time for them to go. And it's time for the people to understand we need to have a campaign to get Carla Nemeth, the head person of the DWR, to understand that these people are idiots. They're contributors to certain people. This is why the squeaky wheel gets the grease. They hire their consultant friends. Who knows if they're getting kickbacks or not getting kickbacks? How many times do we have to do a study on the same thing?
Well, again, it's like, again, the example I use, keep resubmitting plans to the planning department for, you know, basically some easy project. Greg, we're up against the clock. We got to go. So thank you. We're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. SB 977 has been signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom this past weekend, which solidifies the creation of an independent redistricting commission in San Luis Obispo County. The commission will consist of 11 members of the public and will be responsible for establishing the supervisor districts in the county every 10 years. The next Coffee with the City Manager event for Paso Robles will be this Friday, September 27th. This week, City Manager Ty Lewis will be joined by Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services with updates on safety, disaster preparedness, recent activities of the Community Emergency Response Team, and more. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today, highs in the low 90s, it's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero. Ready to help you with
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Israel launching hundreds of airstrikes into southern Lebanon, hoping to push Hezbollah away from the border with Israel.
Israel says since October 8th, some 9,000 rockets, missiles, and drones have been launched at Israel. This air campaign is intended to cripple Hezbollah's ability to fire more, but Lebanese civilians are caught in the crossfire.
Fox's Mike Tobin, nearly 500 killed, 1,600 injured. Tropical storm watch issued for southwest Florida for a system that could become a hurricane in the next couple of days in the Gulf of Mexico. National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome.
Looking increasingly like this is going to be primarily a Florida impact and potentially a significant one at that. Our initial forecast showed a borderline Category 2/Category 3 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson scale as it makes landfall.
America's listening to Fox News.
Radio Shack is coming back. We have new items coming in almost every day. Even the National Radio Shack organization is coming back. Check out their website at RadioShack.com. Or you can also check out our local Paso Robles Radio Shack website at RadioShackPasoRobles.com. Planning to watch college or professional football? We have the TVs, 43, 50, 55 inch from Samsung and Hisense. Mention this ad for a 36-pack of AA alkaline batteries for only $9.99. Need service on your computer, speakers, radio, large TVs, or other electronics? Give us a call at 805-369-2811. We are your local Paso Robles Radio Shack at 1171 Creston Road in association with Coast Electronics in Morro Bay and San Luis Obispo.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics. Your Radio Shack dealer in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
It is 9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The final week of baseball's regular season is underway. The Phillies beat the Cubs 6-2 to clinch the National League East for the first time since 2011. The win keeps the Fightins in the hunt for the top seed in the NL playoffs, a half game behind the idle Dodgers. Giants down the Diamondbacks 6-3. Matt Chapman's 27th homer of the season was an inside-the-park job. Arizona, the defending NL champs, continued its up-and-down September that has seen the Snakes fall from the top of the wildcard standings to third, just a game and a half ahead of Atlanta. American League, the Mariners harpooned Houston 6-1, preventing the Astros from clinching the West for a fourth straight year, and Houston will be without slugger Yordan Alvarez for the series with a sprained right knee. The Red Sox kept their wild card hopes alive with a 4-1 win over the Blue Jays. NFL Week 3, a Monday night doubleheader. The Bills improved to 3-0 with a 47-10 rout of the now 0-3 Jaguars. Josh Allen fired four first-half touchdown passes.
You don't win a Super Bowl, get into the playoffs with three games, and I think this team understands that.
In Cincinnati, the Commanders kept the Bengals winless 38-33. Each team had a touchdown on its first possession. Then it was the Jaden Daniels show. Two scoring passes and a TD run for the Heisman Trophy winner.
No matter who the opponent is, you know, getting a win, primetime game, getting a win in general, you know, is huge.
Daniels was 21 of 23 passing, setting an NFL rookie record with a completion percentage of 91.3. Thursday night, week four, opens with the Cowboys at the Giants. New college football polls. Texas leads Georgia in the AP, while the coaches keep the Bulldogs ahead of the Longhorns. The big game in week five on Saturday, number two Georgia at number four Alabama. And another Mountain West school appears to be on its way to the Pac-12. Sources tell The Athletic that Utah State will become the fifth to make the move, following Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, and San Diego State. With Oregon State and Washington State already in, that's seven of the eight schools needed for the retooled Pac-12 to get NCAA and FBS certification. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside. In just a moment, we will have extended weather, pet alert, and of course, trivia.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and now Santa Maria.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. He is the man. Sunshine today, a little cooler, low 90s. Clear tonight, overnight lows right around 50. Low 80s Wednesday, back to the low 90s on Thursday, Friday. Mid 80s Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7, up and down. 6:53 a.m., 6:57 p.m., and it is 52. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot,
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. It's your one-stop shop for guns, ammo, archery, education, and gunsmithing. As we check in to see what critters could be out and about and get them home safe and sound. Looking here. All right, there is nothing to report here on the world famous pet alert, but this is another fascinating little ditty here. Bees can recognize human faces. In experiments, bees have been shown to recognize and differentiate between different human faces, a trait that is thought to help them in identifying different flowers. You ever been stung by a bee, Chris?
Unfortunately, I have. At least twice.
Are you afraid of them?
I guess so. I don't want to get stung again.
Okay, nobody knows what you look like. That's the beauty of radio, so you can just let it out. And you don't have to worry about someone calling you a sissy or anything like that. I have never been stung by a bee.
Well, that's good for you. I got stung on the foot, and that was particularly painful.
How old were you?
I want to say 7 or so.
Okay, well, it's 7. Okay, I can understand that. If you were, you know, maybe 17, that'd be a little bit different. But stung by a jellyfish, but never by a bee. So anyway, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. It's their expanded, beautiful location in the Oaks Plaza near the Guest House Grill, Atascadero. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. As soon as I hit the open here, the music intro, I had second thoughts why I even brought this question up today, but here goes. Way back when, it was this was a trip around the world by a lady. For her journey, she was awarded $10,000 prize money, okay? Now, prior to that, she had never been in this thing that she went around the world in. This is a little bit of a kind of a trick question because it's around the world. How did this lady, or what did she go around the world in? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Any idea? This was back in 1895. Again, it's a little misleading about saying that she went around the world in this thing, but that was part of the contest. And anyway, and she was a little thing too, and she lost 20 pounds doing this. And it would have been probably easier as far as the question if I said she was the first lady to do this across the United States. In what did she do it in? And it took 15 months, though, to go around the world. She was 5'3 and about 100 pounds. And she was married and a mother of 3 children, ages 5, 3, and 2. But she did this. What did she go around the world in? Again, it's a little misleading. All right. To the Batmobile or the phone lines we go. Hi, good morning.
A hot air balloon.
Nope, not a hot air balloon. Again, this is a little misleading. Hi, good morning.
She went around in a hot air balloon.
No, she didn't. It's, again, it's misleading. There was a craze in the 1890s, and on the back of this thing, there was a company that sponsored her with their name on it. With their name on it. And they, matter of fact, they changed her last name to the name of the company. Good gracious.
No, she didn't.
May I have your name, please?
There was a craze in the 1890s.
Well, that's not going to work out.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. San Luis Obispo County Superintendent of Schools, James Brescia, has released a safety update for the county schools. The statement says that while threats to schools are on the rise, safety officials remind the public of the importance of reporting, not reposting. Threatening content seen online should be reported to law enforcement immediately and avoid reposting. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting will be this morning at 9. On the board's business agenda is a presentation for the county's agricultural statistics in 2023, which says the county has once again achieved another crop record for its values, edging right past $1.1 billion. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 90s, it's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Her real name was Annie Cohen Kapowski, but the name that she went under because of the company was Annie Londonberry. That was the company in Boston, and it was on a bicycle. By the way, this helped lead to a change in independence for women in transportation using the bicycle and also in clothing. How about that? More mobility and more freedom of movement for the ladies. There you have it. This hour brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.